Good morning. I'm sorry you bumped your head, pal. You all right?
That was a thump. You're all right. I'm not crying yet. It's pretty darn good.
Have you guys ever been to a party?
Obviously not a very fun one. Isabella's birthday is going to come up. Do you guys go to birthday parties? Yeah. Are they fun?
Yeah. Isabella is going to go to her birthday party soon.
Good. That'll be fun. Well, did you hear in the gospel lesson today, Jesus goes to a party and they're all coming together and he's looking around and he notices something. Did you hear what he noticed?
No.
What was it, Miranda?
Yeah,
some people who thought a lot of themselves. What did they do? Yeah, they pushed the poor people up out of the way, right? No, not so much. I'm going to go turn this other mic off because it's driving me crazy. Bad mic. Thank you. Goodbye. We have little conversations like that all the time, me and the mics. Well, Jesus went to a party and he noticed that some people were sitting at the best seats. They went right to the best seats and they sat down. And what did Jesus say? Well, you might want to think about that, because what would happen? Here we are, we're in the party, and Bailey goes and she sits in the best seat right next to the party girl. And then the party girl comes over and says, well, Bailey, that chair is for Miranda. How would you feel? Not very good, would you? You'd probably go, fine. Yeah, Jesus says, you know, if you think too much of yourself and you sit too high, if you're up there making a big deal out of yourself, somebody might come along and remind you that you're not all that. Right? Instead, Jesus says, when you go to a party, when you go to a dinner, sit at the lowest place. So then, yes, Soren?
The one that is having her birthday or his birthday has to sit on the best seat.
There you go. The one who's having the birthday sits at the best seat. And then they would invite you maybe to come sit with them. What Jesus is talking about is something called humility. You ever heard of that word? That word?
No.
You've never heard. Have you heard the word humble?
Yep. Yeah.
That's the same. It comes from the same word. What does it mean to be humble?
To be very helpful. To be
helpful.
Forgiving.
Forgiving.
To let other people go.
Oh, let other people go first. Yeah. What does it mean? Humble cake, humble pie, I think is what you're looking for.
Yeah,
to be humble means to maybe let others go first, to not think too much of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's sometimes hard to do, isn't it, to be humble? Because you all are amazing kids, right? You're supposed to say yes, Soren. Yes, we're amazing kids. But God wants us to remember that we're all kind of in it together. And that we let others go first, and we are thankful for what God has made for us. Yes, sir.
And you have to let the man, the boy or the girl have the first piece of cake.
You have to let the boy or girl have the first piece of cake because you want to be humble. Well, that's a neat lesson that Jesus gives us today to remind us that even though we really are loved and special and wonderful, that God wants us to maybe think about other people too, and that they are also a blessing. So we need to be humble and have, here's a new word, and if you're humble, you have humility. So if you're going to be humble, which makes it let's do an English lesson. If you're going to be humble, it's a adjective. And if you're going to have humility, it's a... So go be a noun. We'll see you guys.